A scam is paying someone money who takes it from you with no intention on delivering what they're promising or even implying is the intended purpose for that money. Okay, let's do that again. A scam is paying somebody money who takes it from you with no intention of delivering on what they're promising or even implying that they would deliver for the purpose of that money. Now, when we get into the international online dating scene, you're coming from a place of a sincere heart. You're trusting that where you're going is going to, first of all, that any money you're spending, you're trusting that the reason you're spending that money is because you believe it's going to take you closer to a romantic relationship with somebody. Okay, that's why you're spending the money. So think about that. With every piece of money you spend in an international online dating company, your purpose is because you want to get closer to having a romantic relationship. Now, if you've been on that series at Ultimate Match videoseries.com, ultimatematchvideoseries.com. It's on our website. There's a clear link right there. Just go to dreamconnections.com. You can find it there too. I do a section on here where I talk about the industry and the online dating world and how any of it, whether it's the domestic ones like The Match or the international ones, that there is a propensity for them to not have your best interest at heart, because by nature, they're in business because you're paying them money to keep checking out girls and keep seeing if this is the one, if this is the one, if this is the one. And as soon as you find one, you're no longer paying them money. And so it's funny because one time I did a search for online dating tips, and I kept looking for one that would be in there that would help the guy on his first date when he meets her finally in person, or how to transition away from the internet to getting in person and making that relationship. It's not. It's all this stuff about how to create a good headline for your bio description and how to read profiles and see which ones are real and how are they reading you and how to have all that. And there's all this stuff that just keeps you on the internet. It's not about actual human interaction. It keeps you on the internet. And it gamifies the system. So you get to this place like, all right, I'm going to have to check out which one's real. Let's go check out this one. And I even saw, you've heard me say this many times, even if I find the website again, I'm not going to tell you because I don't want people wasting their time there. There was actually a site where I actually had a rating system for each of their girls that says, you know, after you've written her a letter, rate how sincere you think she is. So it gamifies it. You get a letter back, you're going like, I don't know if this is real or not real. Maybe it's just a translator. Maybe she's really just after my money. I don't know if she's sincere or not. And so you could see the girls they would list by ratings. You could sort them by ratings. Our customers have rated these girls at 75% probability of being sincere and not sincere. You think, that is stupid. How could a company do that? It's like saying, I'm going to put my cars on the lot here and you guys get to decide whether we made a good car or not. You think this one sucks? Just put it right there, baby. Why would the guys do that? Why would they say that about the own girls they put on their own website? Because it keeps you engaged in a game that keeps you online, and that's where they make their money. So they don't care if you end up even trashing some of the girls that they have on their website and calling them scammers, horrible. She said this, and I know it meant money, because for you, it just means I got to go get another one. I'll pay you more money because I'm going to go try another one. Yeah, it's like the little kid with the arm of the thing. Put the money and try to get the claw to go grab the toy and pull it. Didn't get it. I'm going to try it again. You do this forever, you know, thinking that you're actually going to get a toy someday. And maybe some of you guys have been able to do that, but it's the game is how they make their money. And so you have to realize, if you want to stop for a second, think about anything you're spending online right now, because I know you are. I did too beforehand. Fortunately, I only spent about $400 in letter writing and stuff before I just got on a plane and went. But you have to think about, anytime you're spending this money, you're going like, my goal, my purpose is actually to get closer to a romantic relationship, to that person that I could actually wake up to every day, physically in my arms, holding me as a part of my life process. Is what I'm doing here, does it even make sense? Is it even taking me closer to that relationship? So, sorry for the sidetrack, but again, it's important for you to be thinking and questioning, because the problem with the scam thing is fear, because it's a mindset you've been conditioned to, and the fear of scamming is actually keeping you online, keeping you from going and finding her. And so the more I can help you really break through your thought process and think, you know what, Mark's right. You know, this is really about something very human and about something I really want. And so I'm going to do this from time to time, but trust me, it's all worth it where we're going on this topic. The other thing you're assuming is that the other party has the same intention. So you're going onto these websites and you're going to go write somebody, and you're assuming that they brought to you good girls that, you know, who really are there to find a husband. And so that's why you spent money. You're assuming that you're trying to get a romantic relationship with somebody who wants one too. The scam online, we're talking about international online dating, the scam occurs when you have given money to someone who manipulated you to believe that they had a romantic interest, when their only real motive was just to get some of your money. You know, we see this online with the cutesy letters and stuff and all the rest of that. And you can watch my previous talk on the industry. But, you know, when you really realize that ones we're talking about here are the ones who have never, ever had an intention of going out with you. And you've seen them, and we'll talk about them very specifically in some very, very specific examples here in a moment. Right after I talk about this, what is not a scam? Look, money is going to be spent in the pursuit of your dreams. So first of all, quit getting hung up about the money. I mean, seriously. I mean, I heard of a guy who actually got a $3,000 rebate because, you know, while he was chatting with a girl online, he did a screen capture with the software, and he could see that a translator was on the side reaching over and doing the typing for this girl, and she was just faking it, pretending like we were just smiling, and he was trying to type chat with her in English while she was just staring at me. He's like, doesn't it occur to you, if she can type in English, why couldn't she talk to you? I mean, but anyway, so he got a refund. But I mean, even if you spent $3,000, I mean, Scott Olson previously told me he spent $10,000. $10,000 in online dating websites with the big names just pouring money into this thing. And he finally get over there, he's engaged, but of course the woman he met was there by fluke, invited by a friend, and the two of them serendipitously happened, because the magic happens when you show up. And so it's rare that somebody actually marries somebody they were writing to. It just doesn't. And you guys can call me later and ask me more about why, but it's just true, it just doesn't. But sometimes that letter writing gets a guy to believe that there could be something more out there. It gets him on a plane, and then the serendipity takes place. They actually meet somebody. But it's almost never the one that they were writing to, just for a bunch of reasons. So don't get hung about the money. I'm just saying just be more cognizant of that. You know, you don't want to spend money on things that are not actually taking you closer to where you want to go. Fair enough? Now, spending money testing your theories or the possible paths to success is not a scam when they don't work out after sincere effort on your part. Now, of course, you know, in business, we'll talk about there, you got to take risks, and some business products fly and some products don't. But the same thing on your dates. Like we said, those 10 dates, right? 9 of them don't work, 1 of them does. So is it a scam that you had to pay money for this lunch on a date that didn't work out? Oh my gosh, money out of my pocket. Look, that is not a scam, okay? And I'll go more into that in a minute, but realize there is some spending money that goes on in the research of finding the woman of your dreams, okay? Now, in dating, if you go on a date where you were both curious to see if you had this chemistry and you just discovered you really didn't, she's not necessarily scamming you, because she expects you to pick up the check. It's sort of a customary thing. There are traditional values over there. So that's not really a scam either. So I want to be careful about what is, and so let's talk about that. Let's review the standard. I'm assuming you want to get married. I'm assuming that you realize you have to meet her in person, that you're going to find somebody to introduce you to sincere people, that you're going to have to spend time with several ladies, that some dates are going to be better than others. You got to remain a positive attitude at all times, and that you're just looking for a date where you find chemistry, that she feels the same way, and you ask her to be your girlfriend. That's it. Now, where can this plan go wrong? Well, first, if you aren't willing to meet her first as your first contact with her, and this is the biggest one, because it's laziness and guys just want to shortcut the system. They don't want to go unless they've got some dates in the bag, just in case, you know, the 80 women they're going to actually talk to, you know, there's nobody there. I mean, you know, or they're not good in person. I don't know what it is. Guys are always good in person. I even have shy guys who love our system, because it says it kind of gently kept you moving through to meet and actually interact with all these women. And it's not overwhelming, because think about it. You're there for 15 whole minutes with just 3 ladies, you and your translator, and you're just talking. It's like, and out of that 15 minutes, you're going to know whether one of these have a spark with or not. And guys on average are coming away with 14 to 20 different agreed dates, where the woman says, yeah, I'd love to go out there, or she asks him out. So, you know, it comes from this mindset of scarcity, not abundance. And I'm also going to come back to that. But please, if you're trying to make your first contact with her, you're going to screen her. You're going to get to know her. But really what that means, I'm going to find out if she's really sincere or not. I'm going to do the work of interviewing her. Do you remember that movie, The Ugly Truth, where the girl in there played Catherine... Okay, I can't remember now. Anyways, you guys remember... Wonderful movie. She was so analytical. She literally went on a date and had an interview sheet and even copies of stuff she had background checked on the guy. She was, okay, now I see that you're this, this, and this. Is that true? And it's like, you know, come on, really? If that's your mindset, you're already screwing yourself up, because if she's your wife down the road and your first approach was to be on there trying to check her out and you're playing with this lettering to feel out if she's right or not, you first meet her in person, you're still going to be in that mindset of like, okay, now I know you said this in your letters, but, you know, and it's just horrible. And it's not going to come across well. And this is why guys who write rarely ever marry the women that they wrote to, is because their posture is all wrong. And when you get over there in person, you're just open. It's like, hey, you're somebody new. Tell me about yourself. It's like, boom, that's where the magic happens, just showing up. Now, the second way it goes wrong is that you trust yourself instead of finding someone trustworthy who lives there and knows that the girls are good or not. So it's exactly what I said, another way of saying it. Basically, instead of saying, look, I'm going to go over with, you know, a specialized group that they personally know the ladies. You know, somebody says they have 30, 80, 50,000 women in their database. They can't possibly know those women. You know, but somebody, if you go personally, who says they've got a few hundred, and you're going to go through and they're going to do a screening process to helping to get you connected with somebody that they can say, look, I talked to her just last week, you know, and boom, now you've got something good. Well, if you're not going to trust somebody who actually lives there and knows the girls, you're going to try to have to do this yourself. And if you're going to do this yourself, you're just way limited. Your tools are so limited. And you're going to end up with a lot of misinformation. And so this leads to a lot of negative attitudes that go into seeing scammers into everything you see, because you're conditioning yourself, because you now have to be the one to sort them all out. And you don't have possibly enough information to sort them out, nor should you until you've met them in person. So the plan goes wrong with, if you're not willing to wait until first contact for your future wife to be in the same room, look her in the eye and say, hi, you know, my name is. And second thing is then instead, what you've got to do is, instead of trusting somebody overseas, you're going to sort them through yourself. And you just don't know the culture enough, the language. You don't have enough to make a good decision like that. You just don't. And that can lead down wrong paths. So you try to cut corners. The conclusion here is by writing letters ahead of time to try to pre-qualify these dates for yourself based on what limited information you can get. And it is a game. It's fascinating. I'm not saying it's bad. It just costs a lot of money, and it doesn't get you to what you actually want. You actually want a wife? Do you actually want to wake up with somebody? Then quit trying to know somebody from across the world you don't know remotely until you can sit across the table. Then really, when you're sitting there, it's just so effortless. All the information's right there. The body language, the voice inflections, the eyes. It's just so easy to read so much into who this person is and how you guys are together in such a short amount of time. Let's just stop there, right there. Most scams, and you have to understand this first of all, guys. Most scams are taking place through the remote correspondence between people who haven't even met in person yet. Say that again. Most scams take place through remote correspondence between people who have not met in person.